Danny, may I help you?
Hello, Danny. Well, this is Justin. How are you doing today?
Hi, Justin, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. So, Daniel, we had a call scheduled for today. So,
Yeah, I've got about 7 minutes left. I'll tell you my
sure.
main question is I told you that I already submitted the documents to Wikipedia, and they said that it could take up to 4 months to evaluate it. So I probably should wait to hear back from them and see what the status is, don't you think?
Yeah, that's the reason we asked you regarding the submission. You could have asked us for that before, because I hope you had submitted it from your Wikipedia account, I believe.
I had what?
Did your Wikipedia add any edits before in the past, or it had published any pages on Wikipedia?
Well, let me go back there because in preparation for this meeting, I went to see if I could find anything. Let me log back in and maybe you can tell me where to look.
You're
That
talking
would
about
be
Explorer?
fine. So I'm in Wikipedia now.
Okay.
Now I'm not sure where it shows that I can log in. Let's see.
No, I'm asking that you would have obviously published it from your Wikipedia account because you have to log in
Yes.
before publishing it. So that's what I'm asking,
Right.
that did you have any did you publish any pages before or made any edits or contributions to any pages before did before
No,
you
I have not.
so that's the reason it's taking so much time for this to get reviewed. And to be
Oh,
honest,
do you suggest that I go in and recommend edits to others to sort of establish my credibility?
to be honest, actually it takes a lot of time to do that. Like you have to do many, many edits on many, many pages to get your account established, your Wikipedia account established. That's the reason it's taking so much time to get it reviewed. And to be honest, I hope you don't mind, but I can for sure guarantee you that it won't be approved by Wikipedia, the things you have submitted yourself, because there's a procedure that you have to follow in while writing the content you write on the page. It has to be in accordance to the guidelines and policies of Wikipedia, which has to be published by Wikipedia, licensed Wikipedia moderator, as they have experience in that, which we have
Yeah, if you can stop talking for a second, I can give you some feedback. I just went in and clicked history, and it says submission declined on July 20th by Urban Versus. The submission appears to read more like an advertisement than an entry in an encyclopedia article. So I sent you what I had submitted to them, and you would completely rewrite that then?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm telling you, that we have to redraft the content in line with the guidelines and policies of Wikipedia. So the draft you have submitted will be revised by us in line with the guidelines by our Wikipedia moderators, which we have on board. So it was declined on 20th July or when?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was declined on 20th July. So you see, if you could provide us with the draft you had submitted, we will revise the content on it and we'll be adding references and citations, which will allow us to set apart the notability criteria that Wikipedia needs, and your profile will be
Yeah,
live.
I did submit that to you. Do you not recall that, or do you? I can
Actually, you did
let you
not.
know when I sent it. Yeah, no, I did because you replied with an email and you lowered the price because I had already written it.
Oh yeah, I
You don't
got it.
remember
Got it.
that.
Got it. Got it. Got it. I got it. Yeah, perfect. So we have the draft with us, like the information with us. So see, you see, it doesn't have any layout like the Wikipedia officials require. It is not in line with the policies at all. So we have to redraft it, and we can surely get it live on Wikipedia.
Okay. How long does that take?
So we have actually the fastest turnaround time in the market at the moment, which is 3 to 4 weeks to get the draft reviewed and the page is live on Wikipedia. So in total of the process, it
Okay.
takes 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, your profile will be live within the given time frame.
Okay. And again, if it's not posted, then you refund the money?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned in the email earlier, we will be signing an NDA, that's a non-disclosure agreement contract, which includes all the clauses we have committed to you, the services to be provided, the confidentiality, and the money-back guarantee. So once you're on board with us, your page is our responsibility. We not only guarantee of getting it published, but also guarantee it would stay up for a lifetime.
Well, lifetime's a long time. I don't know if you could guarantee that, but as long as it stayed up for, 5 years, I'd be pleased.
No, not at all.
And I guess they probably wouldn't dump it. So, all right, well, can you resend that NDA to me?
Sure, sure. I would need your approval with the package you want to proceed with, so I can make the NDA accordingly. Could you let me
just send it over?
Could you let me know the package you want to proceed with, the basic, starter, or the professional?
What's the difference between the two, if you wouldn't mind telling me again?
See, if you just need the Wikipedia profile, then that would be the basic package. It includes the profile question, the R&D, the maintenance, 3 months maintenance, 100% money-back guarantee, and a dedicated project manager. If you go with the startup, it includes social media verification of any one of your social media platforms, be it Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And it also includes three...
Stop. What does that mean, social media verification?
You see the blue tick that appears on the profiles of famous individuals and celebrities. So once your page is live on Wikipedia, we will be getting your social media account verified, be it Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, if you have any. If not, that's not a problem.
I don't know. What do you mean by verified? I don't understand.
The verified means the blue tick, blue check mark that appears on the with the name of the profile on, like, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
All right. Well, I mean, if you go to Facebook right now and look up AIM Dental Marketing, look at that. Tell me if I'm verified. And if I'm not, send me somewhere so I can see an example of a page that is, because I don't know what that means still.
Sure, sure. Let me check if you're verified yet. Yeah, I just checked. Your profile is not verified yet.
Which profile is that?
AIM Dental Marketing Facebook profile.
Okay, so you go into my page and it's not verified. And tell me again, what does it mean to be verified?
Okay, I'll explain to you. Let me explain that to you in detail. So when you search any famous personality, be it anyone, like can you search about Elon Musk on Google? You can open his Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. There's a page.
Not Facebook. Should I just search for him from within? I'll search for him from within Facebook.
Yeah, you can search it.
Okay.
There's a blue check mark on with his name on the profile.
Where? I guess I have three different Elon Musks that came up. Which one should I click? Should I just click on the first one, on his name?
With the blue tick?
I don't see any blue tick. I see his light is in blue. I clicked on it. Now I see Elon Musk. And is it the thing? No, is it? There's a little circle to the left of the word public group, but I don't see any tick or check.
Just a second. Okay, so it...
I still don't know what it means.
Could you open the Twitter of Elon Musk, please? Just write Elon Musk Twitter.
So you want me to go to Twitter now?
Yeah, just open the Elon Musk Twitter. Elon Musk Twitter. Just write that on Google and...
So go to Twitter.com.
Yeah, just write Elon Musk.
Sign in
to
Twitter. And then I need to search.
Elon Musk, that's all. You would be
Okay.
seeing a
Where do
profile.
I search on Twitter? I'm looking for a magnifying glass to search. I see a birdhouse. I see a bird. I see a pound sign.
There would be
I
on the
don't
top
see a
right-hand
search.
side, search Twitter.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so I'm going to type in Elon Musk. All right, I see that there's a check mark to the right of Elon Musk.
That's what the verification
And,
is all about.
all right. And what does that mean? I still
It
don't understand.
actually makes your credibility and individuality more, it explains it more in detail. Like if any person tries to copy your name or try to steal your identity, so this check mark provides security to your name. Like no one can steal your identity or act as it, like with your business name, it cannot take your individuality. So this check
All right,
mark
so the
actually
services that you've explained to me so far are basic and startup, correct?
And the professional too. I didn't explain to you the professional.
All
I'm
right.
just explaining to you now.
No, not yet.
I'm explaining to you. So the professional includes the R&D, profile creation, lifetime free maintenance, like with the guarantee of getting the
I don't
profile
know what that means. It includes what?
lifetime free maintenance. Apart from guaranteeing
Free
that,
maintenance.
yeah,
Okay.
apart from guaranteeing that the page won't be going down in future, we will also be guaranteeing, we will also be doing the future edits and additions in future, monitoring your page, updating it regularly, and making sure it is in line with the policy PDF so it faces no harm in future. It includes the Google Knowledge
Do I
Bank.
reach out to you when I have updates? How do those updates get communicated to you?
Our team will be constantly monitoring your profile and your page. So if we will be asking you if you want this on your page included or not, and you yourself can request us if you want something added or subtracted from the page. We will be doing that for you.
If I want what added to the page, I don't understand. What you
In the
say you're
future.
constantly monitoring the page. But what kinds of updates? If nobody's updating it, then there wouldn't be any updates. So what is it that you're monitoring?
So in future, if there are any prospects and things you do in future, like AIM Dental Marketing does any future prospects, so if you want that work to be added or achievements to be added on the page, you can ask us for to do that for you. We will be updating and adding reference content on the page.
Right. So in other words, it's got to come from me. You're monitoring the page doesn't do anything because the page won't change unless I send you something and ask you to add it, correct?
Monitoring means that we will be protecting the page from vandalisms. Like you know, Wikipedia is an open source and people try to harm the page. So monitoring comes in for that. Like we will be protecting it from vandalism. Like anyone who tries to edit your page unwillingly. So we will be protected and we won't be letting anyone harm
Okay.
the page. Yeah.
All
And
right, I see. All right, don't go ahead.
it includes Google Knowledge Panel. That's a box that appears on the Google page on the top right-hand side and explains everything about you and your company in detail. I hope you know about that.
What's it called?
It's called the Google Knowledge Panel. Like if you search about any famous personality over Google, like it up a top right-hand side of Google page of info box is appears, which has every information about that individual or entity. So it not only makes the business look professional, but also credible.
All right, I just went to Google and I typed in Elon Musk. Are you talking about the About panel?
You see, there would be a top on top right-hand side. There would be an info box. Yeah, that's it. So about the everything that's needed. So we will be creating this to you for your business.
Okay.
And it also includes notably enhancement. This includes six top-tier article publications. Like we will be writing articles on AIM Dental Marketing with your approval, and we'll be publishing it over top-tier publications.
Okay.
Yeah, this will allow us to have a lot of references to add to the Wikipedia draft, and it will also be increasing the notability of your business, which is going to benefit you both ways. Furthermore, there are three social media verifications. Like in the startup, it had only one. In this package, you will be having three social media verification blue ticks. So be it Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All three will be verified.
Okay.
So that's the professional package.
Got it.
So could you let me know which package interests you?
Yeah, what are the fees?
Okay. So the last time I told you that as you have already have the content with you, so the basic package is for $899. The startup package is for $1,799. That's $1,799. And the professional package is for $2,799.
These are all one-time fees, right?
This would be a one-time fee, with no additional or ongoing fee ever asked for the services in future. This would be mentioned in the NDA.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with the basic because I'm sure I can always upgrade to another program in the future, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, indicate that in the agreement, which will be in part of the NDA, right?
Perfect. I'll be sending over the NDA and the order placement and the invoice to you over the email. And you can take it from there.
All right. I will, Justin. Thank you for your help.
Daniel, it would be a pleasure creating your profile on Wikipedia. And it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yep. I hope it works. Thank you. Take
Thank
care.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.